This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz. Welcome. It's Morning Devotions. Have you ever wanted to take revenge out on someone who deliberately hurt you? Now, if we're really honest, we probably have said yes, we felt like that. Now, this is a very difficult topic, revenge, a very ugly and destructive one. We don't like talking about it. The Webster's Online Dictionary defines revenge as to avenge oneself by retaliating in kind or degree to inflict injury in return for something, such as to revenge an insult. Someone says revenge is like grabbing a hot coal to throw it at someone, but you are the one that gets burned. Well, people keep doing it anyway, and they keep hoping that this will finally pay off. They'll be vindicated. I'm going to get back at you. You did it to me. It's only fair I did it to you. I'm going to teach you a lesson this time, and you need to be punished for what you did. It's my responsibility to make sure you get punished. I can't let you get away with this. Have you heard statements like that? Well, this struggle with revenge is actually very old. It was Shakespeare who said, "If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, don't we laugh? If you poison us, don't we die? And if you wrong us, shall we not take revenge?" So Shakespeare clearly thought revenge was as normal and predictable as the sun rising. It seems to be one of the deepest instincts we have. Who hasn't said, "Well, I hope he gets his. He deserves what's coming." Mahatma Gandhi, the wise man, said, "An eye for an eye only ends up making the whole world blind." You might recall back in 1995, there was the Oklahoma City bombing. 168 people died. And Bud Welch was a man enraged because his daughter, Julie, was one of those killed in this terrible bombing. And he actually, Bud Welch, the father, had opposed the death penalty before his daughter was killed, but he reversed his stance. And he said, "People used to tell me that when Julie hit her teenage years, 'Bud, you'll change your mind about the death penalty if your daughter was murdered.' Well," he said, "after the bombing, I was so full of hatred and revenge that I didn't even want a trial for these two, McVeigh and Terry Nichols." And he owned a service station in Oklahoma City, and he was so grief-stricken that he actually went home and drank himself. He drank alcohol to try and fall asleep, and he became caught up in alcohol. About 10 months after this after Julie's death, Welch went to the bomb site, which he'd visited before, and began to think about himself and how he was going to get over his grief. And he was being consumed by this same rage and this thirst for revenge. He said, "I asked myself three questions. Do I need to have a trial right away? Do I need to have a conviction? Do I need to have these two men executed?" Well, he said, "I came to the conclusion that none of these things needed to be part of the healing process that I had to go through. I had to stop the alcohol abuse. I had to stop smoking three packs of cigarette a day. It was out of rage and retribution that Julie and so many fine people are dead today." And I began to realize, he said, that what drove McVeigh and Nichols, I realized I didn't want to let my rage and revenge get out of control like it did with them. That's a real-life situation of a man who lost his daughter in a terrible bombing incident. So it's been proven by experts that taking out revenge actually doesn't make you feel better in the long run. The psychologists say this. There's got to be a better way. Well, there is. The Bible talks in Leviticus 19 in the Old Testament, "Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbour as yourself. I am the Lord." And then in the New Testament, Romans 12:19, it says, "Dear friends, don't try to get even. Let God take revenge." So what that means is that vengeance is the business of God Almighty, who will repay injustice. And if he doesn't do it now, he'll do it later. So it's not our business to seek revenge. Leave it alone. Trust God to work it out, and one day he will. So don't waste your life on it. Let's not seek revenge for anything. Not because vengeance is not evil, but because our God is a God who demands justice, and vengeance is his. Dear Lord, these are hard lessons for us to learn. Give us grace and understanding today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.